I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. It is November. We're talking about ways to stay healthy. The holiday season is on the way, and the winter season is on the way. And we've had this thing, I think, called COVID-19 or this coronavirus that seems to, it either makes time speed up or time go extremely slow, but it has distorted a lot of our reality. But staying healthy this time of year, the one thing about staying healthy is, one, getting sunshine when you can. Vitamin D seems to be a real key here, and we keep reading more and more about vitamin D is a good way to help improve your immune system and to keep coronavirus at bay. Is that what you're hearing too?
Yes, a lot of what I'm reading, especially that's coming out of studies in Europe and some of the places that are actually more progressive when it comes to natural and holistic things that they would prescribe or do, you know, like in Europe, a lot of times they'll do St. John's wort for depression, or they'll actually prescribe aromatherapy for certain ailments. You know, they send people to the spa. So that culture has a lot more progressive thought, thinking about let's look for some natural things in order to help people. So a lot of the research is coming out. They're showing that the people that actually get this COVID, most of them are vitamin D deficient. The statistics show that men tend to be more vitamin D deficient than women in general in the population. So then, of course, now we see that the COVID is more likely to affect men. Also, all of the people who are on that high risk group also tend to be people in a demographic that are vitamin D deficient. So there's another overlap with that too. So who's to say that the reason people who are males who are obese with diabetes are getting the COVID virus because of the diabetes or the obesity or the age, it could be because they're vitamin D deficient. We don't know.
Now the question I have is vitamin D typically comes from being out in the sun. And obviously you don't want to burn, but this time of year, that's not usually a big problem. I think getting out, if you get out and take in sunshine naturally, I know if you can't do it naturally, you can do indirect sunshine, but is there any difference between that and just taking a vitamin D supplement?
So the first thing is that any time that you are deficient in something, taking just a regular over-the-counter capsulated product is not going to really help you. The other thing is that if you buy something at one of these big box stores, a lot of times they're filled with fillers or artificial ingredients. So if you have a local health food store or you have a health professional, you know, such as a lot of chiropractors and holistic people like myself, sell those kinds of high-quality supplements. So that's where you're going to want to go.
Not all supplements are the same.
They are not the same. And when you are actually deficient in vitamin D, a lot of times, or vitamin B12 is another one of those things that helps immune system, you need to either have the injection of the B12 or you need to have the liquid form of the D. And you want to look for D3. A lot of times if it has vitamin K in it, that's also something that helps too to help do that. And again, your body needs vitamin D to assimilate calcium. So that's why a lot of times other things come along, like with rickets and things too. But it actually, vitamin D really helps your immune system.
Okay. Well, for the last 26 years, I've taken a product called One Life, an antioxidant formula, which has a fairly high concentration. It has a concentration of zinc, also has echinacea built into it, garlic. It has also has selenium, molybdenum, a lot of trace minerals that are in there that all seem to be formulated to enhance your immune system, and I take it three times a day. And I've been doing that, as I said, for 26 years, and it seems to be keeping me healthy. I guess that probably is the best way to. If I keep the immune system strong, that's always the best way to avoid illness, isn't it?
Well, yes, if you're going to have a flood, if you have sandbags, at least it helps kind of act as a barrier. So, of course, if you have your immune system strong, that's just one more layer of, you know, to this whole mask thing and washing your hands and, you know, social distancing and all of that, too. But if you're strong with your immune system, that's going to really help, too.
Now, I know that it is, as we move in the winter season, obviously the more indoors you are, the more that you are, I guess, what? And the more people that are indoors with you, the more likely you are to be potentially at risk, I guess, as long as if somebody has a, from a standpoint of the coronavirus or COVID-19. And I think that's one of the reasons why Dr. Fauci, who has been both vilified and also praised, has come out and said, hey, you know, basically common sense. Wear your mask. You know, avoid large groups, and basically wash your hands. Common sense, and wash them thoroughly, especially your fingertips. That's a thing that that I learned. The fingertips, because you're on keyboards, you're on it's on doorknobs. It doesn't matter. But the fact is, you want to stay as reasonably, I guess, free of germs and bacteria. What about using a hand sanitizers and things like that? Are you a strong believer in those?
My personal opinion is no.
Okay,
that's my personal opinion.
No. I want the
and the reason is because the research is out there that all of these antibacterial soaps and a lot of this hand sanitizer, we're talking pre-COVID,
right?
Okay, they actually weakened the immune system. Now, again, that's just the articles that I've read. That's the circle that I travel in. I'm not telling you not to use hand sanitizer. Do I carry some with me? Yes. Do I occasionally use it? Yes. But in holistic belief system, things have to be in balance. So if you're too far to one side or too far to the other, like you're not using anything or you're overusing something, you're going to not have the same effect as if you use things within balance. So yes, I will use it when I get done at the grocery store, if I've touched a keypad. You know, it's something that I can carry with me. I do carry wipes, the same kind of thing
right,
with that too. But I definitely believe that soap and water, and especially, you know, something that has, you know, cleansing properties, again, is the best thing to do.
Okay, so soap, water, and just wash your hands. I've heard the same thing, and that is that almost emphatic about being, you know, zero, you know, antibacterial, all of this. The more antibacterial you have on you, the less effective you are in terms of actually resisting bacteria, because you're basically not letting the natural process of all of these things get through, whereas regular soap tends to work better. That's what I've read too, and I think the key thing here is common sense. The holidays are here. I mean, I know we got Thanksgiving. You know you're going to be inside. What about one of the things I found is dry air, humidifiers. Do you have any recommendation on use of humidifiers or basically trying to take some of the, adding humidity into your air?
Well, I have done some research on that as well, too, because, you know, in order to keep my office COVID compliant and all of these things, they're looking at air quality. They're looking at ventilation systems. You know, I have a really deluxe, expensive purifier that I got that also can act as a humidifier. And it's about keeping that moisture in the room. But I also then got one where you can add pure essential oils, because the pure essential oils, and you want to get a quality pure essential oil. I'm not talking, again, something from the big box store. Go to someone like me or a health food store. And you want those things so that you can actually breathe them in. You have to make sure that what you're using, you have to be knowledgeable so that you're not using something that's harmful to pets, birds, you know, those kinds of things. But if you can put those essential oils in there, then that also then adds another dimension of where it's helping to cleanse that air and keep things going.
I mentioned garlic and echinacea. The value of either or both?
Garlic is actually a natural form of antibiotic, the same way onions are. And so the echinacea is also another one of those things. The zinc will also help. You have to be careful that you don't go over 100 milligrams of zinc a day. The thing with echinacea is that if somebody has a susceptibility to ragweed, pollen, any of those kinds of allergies, the echinacea can be something that could not be as effective for them or could cause them to have maybe other symptoms. Again, that's another one of those supplements that you have to be careful and not take too much of. Again, about holistic stuff, it's all in balance. Like, you don't want to just take a whole bottle of zinc because you think, well, more is better. So you really need to make sure that you're reading up on it and that you're talking to somebody that you trust that understands all of these things.
Live healthy and take care and use common sense and get the very, and if you're going to take a supplement, take the very best supplements.
Take the best supplement, and anything that's sublingual is going to not have that same encapsulation, so your body can absorb it better.
And get some sunshine.
Get some sunshine if you
even in the wintertime, especially.
Even in the wintertime, and again, they recommend with no sunscreen because then it's not going to absorb as well into the skin. You can do it through glass. They recommend at least 15 minutes a day, especially in the cold climates. Of course, no one's traveling right now, so you can't go to the beach. That's always my go-to, go to the beach.
What about the sun boxes that they have out there?
Actually, there are those kinds of UV light things that you can get. They actually have, there's, again, in Europe, Holland, Philips of Holland bulbs actually creates bulbs that do actually healing and emit vitamin D. Of course, our tanning beds in the U.S. are going to put the cheapest bulbs and things in too. So something people don't know about me is I have my own tanning bed. Now, I haven't used it for a long time, but I specifically got it for health reasons because it helps arthritis, it helps skin, it helps mood, it helps actually immune systems and all of that. And I had my bulbs specifically imported from Holland because they have the vitamin D that it emits. And so there's just a lot of things that you can do, even eating certain foods. You know, egg yolks are really good for vitamin D. Fatty fish like sardines and anchovies. I know that sounds kind of gross, but, you know, if you can't get that. And then, you know, even mushrooms. Those are something, too, that's high in vitamin D.
Take care of yourself and get the very best stuff you can get and stay and basically work hard to try to diminish stress. Breathe deep and get that stress out of your, you know, the holiday stress is one thing, but the holiday stress along with coronavirus probably is not a good combination.
No, because stress weakens your immune system.
There you go. Stay strong, stay healthy, and if you want to know more about what Rhonda is talking about and you want to go to her website and find any of the products that she has, what do you do?
They can go to either thestressmanagementshop.com or lifepathwaysllc.com. I do not have my vitamins and those things on there, but I do have a very high-quality product line. If they're interested in that, they would have to contact me. So either through Facebook, Rhonda Reif, or they could go to the old-time phone and call me at 319-752-0175.
And, of course, every one of Rhonda's programs are in podcast form at kbur.com. Just click on the podcast and Rhonda Reif, and you'll find it. And you can download it or you can listen right there. How about that? Anyway, Rhonda, we'll see you. Have a great month of November.
Thanks, Steve.